Amen. Praise the Lord for that special as well this morning. If you have your Bibles with you, if you'd look with me to the book of Proverbs in chapter 3. Proverbs in chapter 3. Last week I mentioned we're starting a series on Sunday morning in the book of Proverbs. I think there's a greater need for the book of Proverbs today than ever before. And it's the knowledge and wisdom of God that leads to common sense when you face the world with the wisdom of God. And boy, the worldly wisdom today is something that we need to stay away from, because that is foolishness. But we do have the knowledge and the wisdom of God. Last week we preached on chapter 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord. This knowledge comes by way of God's word, believing that there is a God and looking to the word that he has preserved for us. It's something that as a nation we've always looked to, is the Bible. It's always been a part of our families. It's been a part of our government. It's been a part of just the lives and our and teaching our children at school. It's the Bible. The very same Bible that we had back in 1776 is the very same Bible we have today. And it's the knowledge comes by way, first of all, of God's word. For 2,000 years, we've had the full revelation of the words of God, which no doubt New Testament reveals to us. Christianity is God's plan for humanity. Amen. And for 2,000 years, we've had that. And it's still the answer to all the society's problems today is genuine Christianity. The second thing you look to is nature. God established nature. Now, you can choose to go opposite nature, but you're going opposite God's word and what God establishes nature. And then we have the soul of man. The soul of man was created in the image and likeness of God. That's what we look to for the knowledge that God wants us to have. I trust that was a help to you last week. This morning, I want you to look with me here in Proverbs chapter 3. And we're going to be reading verse 13 down to verse 19. So go ahead and stand with me. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding hath he established the heavens. Now drop down to chapter 4 and verse 7. This goes right along with it. It's actually the title of the message this morning. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Let's pray. Father, we bow before you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that we have your preserved word that is timeless, that has been proven through the test of time. It's been proven. I thank you this morning that we can assemble ourselves and worship you freely today here in this great nation. We have the opportunity to be able to open up the pages of thy holy word and read them and study them and hear them preached. Pray that you would anoint the preaching of thy word once again today. I pray that you'd use me as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Wisdom is the principal thing. That's what God says. That principal means most important element. The most important element in living life is the wisdom of God. It's a principal thing. The definition of wisdom in Webster's 1828 Dictionary of the English Language is knowledge and the capacity to make use of it. Knowledge and the capacity to make use of it. Godly wisdom is to be considered as an acquirement. You're not born with it. You're born with a sin nature. Unless you're seeking it from God, you will never receive it. You'll live your life focused on the wisdom of the world, humanism. As we are looking at this divine, godly wisdom, and we understanding we do not come by it naturally, but we must have it to know how to apply knowledge. Even the knowledge of the Bible. If we don't have the wisdom to apply it, we'll be off. It will not be in the will of God. Because if you don't have the wisdom to apply the knowledge, and you'll take even the knowledge of the Bible and you'll twist it around to make it say what you want it to say. And that's taking place today all around the world. Even those that would look to the Bible thinking that it is the Word of God, if they don't have the wisdom to know how to apply it, knowledge and the capacity to make use of it. Godly wisdom is divine. It only comes from God. And so we find here in the Bible in chapter 4 and verse 7 and throughout the book, the book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. But it's revealing knowledge, first of all, as you have the knowledge as we preached on last week, and again, understanding that the knowledge that we need to receive comes from the Bible, the Word of God, nature, what God has established in nature, and the soul of man. These things help us to understand this knowledge that God wants us to have. And as we have this knowledge, then the most important thing, the principal thing, is the wisdom to make use of it. So the first thing I want to present to you this morning is God wants us to understand the importance of divine, godly wisdom. For God says it's a principal thing. And not only does he say wisdom is the principal thing, he says, therefore, if you believe that, if you understand that, then get wisdom. And as you get the wisdom with it, you're going to get understanding. So it's available. Can I tell you this morning, godly wisdom, divine wisdom, understanding how to apply the knowledge of God to our life, it's available to us. No one has to live their life without divine wisdom. He says, get it. God wants us to understand it's a principal thing. He wants us to get it, and if he wants us to get it, then it must be available to us. In chapter 1 and verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So as you understand that there's a God, and you have a reverential fear of God, and understanding who he is, he's creator of all things. He's a triune God. He is God the Father. He is God the Son. He is God the Holy Spirit. That is who God is. We are created in his likeness after his image. We understand that. That's part of the knowledge that we have, that we are eternal beings. This physical body is not, but we have an eternal soul, an eternal spirit. God wants us to understand the importance of this wisdom and the availability of this wisdom. And it first of all comes by knowledge. Not human knowledge, not the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom, the knowledge that comes by way of God. And as we receive this knowledge in chapter 1 and verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of it. You got to understand that there is a God, and you have to look to this God. The Bible says then in chapter 2 and verse 7, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. It's available. God says, I've laid it up. There's enough of it to go around. Anyone who wants it can have it. It's available to you. Do you want it? That's the key. Some would rather have human wisdom. Some would rather follow after man, man's religion, man's philosophies. If you can have that, and we live in a free country, it's Christianity that has given every other religion the freedom to worship their religion here in America. But Christianity is what God has established for us. For 2,000 years, we've had the fulfillment of the scriptures in Christ coming and presenting to us, first of all, an example to look to, and then the fulfillment of the New Testament as to this is the guidelines. This is what has got to be established if you're going to follow me. We have it. It's available. That knowledge of Christ, the knowledge of the Word of God, the knowledge of the Bible. It's available. The wisdom to not only receive the knowledge, but to apply the knowledge. So there's no divine wisdom without faith. You have to believe in God. Then you have to believe that God has it for you. He's laid it up for you. It's available to you. God associates this wisdom with some things that ought to make all of us desire it. The Bible says here, look in chapter 3 and verse 13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Verse 18, it goes on and says it again, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, this is wisdom, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. It could be that we are not happy today and rejoicing today because we don't retain godly wisdom. The knowledge of a true God, the knowledge of his indwelling within us, the knowledge of eternal life, and then having that knowledge, living with that knowledge. The wisdom of knowing the blessings of having a relationship with God. The wisdom of having the knowledge of who God is and knowing that he's my God. The knowledge and the wisdom of applying, what do I have to fear? No matter what takes place in this life, I have heaven to gain. I have eternity ahead of me. I have a glorified body to look forward to. There's so much there. There's so much that God has given to us if we have faith in the knowledge of the Bible and the wisdom to know how to apply it to our everyday lives, we can be happy. We can find that joy. We can rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Takes the wisdom. That's part of wisdom. Not only having the knowledge, but knowing how to apply it. Yeah. Not only that, in chapter 2, look there at chapter 2 with me, verse 10. when wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Got to have these two. They're connected. Discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee. Two very important aspects of life. Discretion and understanding. Discretion and understanding in living life, and discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee. But in order to have this discretion, in order to have this understanding, wisdom has to enter into our hearts. Amen. Is that not what the Bible says? Wow. Discretion and understanding. And I tell you, what that is saying, God wants us to understand the importance of wisdom so that we might desire it. First of all, understand the difference between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. As we understand the difference, I'm going to reject the philosophies and the ways of the world and humanism. And I'm going to hold to what this great nation was established on. The wisdom of God. Godly, divine, godly wisdom. It's to be desired. Once it's desired, it is to be valued. Look at chapter 3, verse 14. This is our text, this is what we read. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver. Wow. How many, I wonder, have things made out of the silver that you value? If that's not enough, and the gain thereof than fine gold. What's better than silver is gold, right? And yet the gain thereof than fine gold. This understanding of valuing wisdom, godly wisdom, more than silver, more than the gain of gold. She is more precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared. No, wait a minute. Did we read that right? I'm supposed to desire wisdom more than anything else I could desire? How many desires do you have? What are you doing to get what you want? That new boat, that new car, that new house, those new golf clubs. Can I tell you, everyone here, now you might go a different direction. It might be, you know, that new purse or that whatever else might just really bring a smile to your face. Everyone has desires. And whatever it is that you desire, you value, and you're going to do whatever you can do. And hopefully at some point you're going to be able to save enough money to be able to purchase that which you desire. And as you saved up, the harder it is for you to save up the money to desire that, the more you will value that. And God knows that. So he says, first of all, I want you to desire wisdom. And once you have this great desire for the wisdom, once you receive it, I want you to value it. Because it's better. It's more of a gain than fine gold. Better than silver. It's more precious. It's more gain. More to gain from this wisdom than gold. And it's more precious than any other desire. That's God telling us how important it is. Yeah. Godly wisdom is worth seeking after. See, we keep track of our valuables. If you value it, you know where it's at right now. Yeah. You know what you have to do to keep it. You know what you have to do to gain it. You know, it's valuable to you. God says, I want you to look at wisdom that way. Because I know something that you don't know. I know it's more important, even though that you might not understand it right now. It's more important than the silver that you're valuing, that you're seeking. It's more important than the gold that you value, that you're seeking. It's more important than any other desire you could have. God says, children, you need it. It's available. I want you to desire it. I want you to value it. We should not want to live life without it. It's that important. Look at chapter 3, verse 18 with me. Because the next thing is, godly wisdom is to be acknowledged as a tree of life. Verse 18. She, and talking about wisdom, is, whether you understand it or not, God says, wisdom is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. But she is a tree of life. Just what does that mean? A tree, especially when you study the Bible, is symbolic for strength, shelter, provisions. It's needed in every aspect of our lives. Every aspect of our, every area that we face, wisdom is, godly wisdom, divine wisdom is needed. Faith. You have the knowledge of what the Bible says a person must do to be saved. You have the knowledge, but do you have the wisdom to apply it? Do you have the wisdom to realize that you're lost and on your way to a devil's hell? Do you realize the Bible says that there's only one plan that God has for salvation, Jesus Christ? He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by him. That's the knowledge of the Bible. But have you the wisdom to truly understand that and understand that you're lost and on your way to a devil's hell, and you call out the only way to get saved, to call out to Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart, and to save your soul? That's the wisdom of understanding the Bible and doing what the Bible says you need to do to be saved. There's a lot of people that have the knowledge of the Bible, but they're as lost as they can be on their way to a devil's hell because they think that it's going to be more. It's got to be, I'm just as good as anybody else. I put my money in the plate. I'm a member of a church, whatever else you might be looking to. But you've never had the wisdom to simply believe and receive Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior. Wow. Why? Well, that's not what the church teaches. Then get out of that church. The true church will teach you the true meaning of the Bible. They won't use the church to hang over you, have you hanging over purgatory? There is no purgatory. There is a place of heaven and there's a place of hell. Wisdom to apply, to have the knowledge of the Bible. You have it before you. Read it, study it. Don't just believe it because somebody tells you. No, you have it. God says, I preserved it for you. Heaven and earth shall pass away. My word shall never pass away. I've left it for you to read so you can have the knowledge. And if you have the knowledge, then you desire the wisdom. You have the wisdom. It's available to you. I've got it stored up for you, and I will give it to you so you know how to apply it. Yeah. Faith. Relationships. Do you have the knowledge of how relationships are to be established and the responsibilities and the expectations that God has for any and all relationships in our lives? First of all, do you have the knowledge? You should never get married unless you have the knowledge of marriage. By biblical knowledge of marriage, you should never get married. And once you get married, not only do you need the knowledge of what the Bible says about it, you need to have the wisdom to make the applications. You should never have children without having the knowledge of having children. And with the knowledge of having children, wisdom to be able to apply it to raising them. Does that sound like just common sense? Can I tell you that biblical wisdom is common sense? If you have a belief in the knowledge of God and His Word, you see the world differently than somebody that does not. A belief in God will send you in a completely different direction than an atheist. Totally different directions. And too many are following after human wisdom that comes from a human mind, the philosophies of man, and not the ways of Christ. Never thought that would happen in this great United States of America, but it's happening. Godly wisdom is to be acknowledged as a tree of life. It's needed in every aspect of our lives. Finances. You know, the Bible has much to say about finances. But do you choose the knowledge of the Bible, first of all? And if you choose the knowledge of the Bible, then the wisdom to apply what the Bible says about finances? It might be that's why you're in financial distress. Because you're not using the wisdom that God has laid up for you to deal with your own finances. Health. Do you know how much money is spent on health issues? Do you know what the Bible says about your body and the health of your body? I believe it says something like your body's a temple. And the reason it's a temple is because the Spirit of God dwells within it. He has sealed you to the day of redemption. And therefore, glorify God in your body. It might help you. It will help everyone if they would actually understand that and have the wisdom to treat your body as a temple, which would lead to keeping it healthy, which would lead to possibly eating right, which would lead to exercising instead of hoping for a miracle pill to come along to do it for you. Yeah. How many are still trying to find that miracle pill to do it for you? And it comes down to exercise and eating right. How long have we had that knowledge? But have you ever had the wisdom to apply the knowledge? Tree of life. This wisdom is likened to a tree of life. I need it in every area of living my life. Lastly, this morning, I got to stop. And this is possibly the most important of all. Godly wisdom is to be obtained. It's to be obtained. Chapter 2, again in verse 6 and 7. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. You don't have to pay for it. It's a gift. It's available to you as a gift. Sounds like salvation. Who would not want to be saved when you understand, have the knowledge of salvation, what it does? And yet people don't get saved. Who would not want wisdom when you understand what it is and what it does? And it's a gift. And yet people don't have it. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the... This is what keeps people from getting it. Righteous. It only comes from God, and it's been laid up for the righteous. Who are the righteous? Those who believe in God and have received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. You are seen by God as saints. You are seen by God as his children. You are seen by God as the righteous living on this earth. And as the righteous, the only thing you have to do to receive it is ask. I'm going to close with this, but James chapter 1. New Testament, Christianity, helping us to fully understand the book of Proverbs and what God is revealing to us in the book of Proverbs is what James, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes. Everything that we have preached up to now is going to be highlighted in the book of James in chapter 1 and verse 5. If any of you, now who is he talking to? If you're not saved, he's not talking to you. He's talking to the Christians. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. He's talking to those believers, if you will, the righteous. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, because he's laid it up for you. And it braideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. What's in faith? Believing God. nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. But if you ask in faith, knowing that you are God's child, and that you want the wisdom to apply the knowledge, he'll give. That giveth to all men, all believers, all righteous. He gives it to us. And give it to us as we have need of it, liberally. It's been said, we get old too soon and wise too late. If we could take the wisdom of old age and apply it when we're young, we get old too soon and wise too late. But in answering that, we cannot slow down time, but we can speed up our getting of divine, godly wisdom. This morning, why don't we determine, God, I want to speed up my getting of wisdom. It's the principal thing. Like if every head bowed, every eye closed. Do you have it? Do you have it? Are you saved? And know it? You don't have it if you're not saved. You have good relationships. You don't have it if you do not. Is your finances in order? You don't have it if they're not. Do you have it? Do you desire it? Do you value it? Or you just ask in faith? Father, we bow before you this morning and love you, Lord. Thank you for the truth of your word, especially as we have great need of this book of Proverbs to be applied in this 21st century. Help us, Lord God, to understand, desire, and receive wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.